Dearly beloved in Christ, as we gather here this evening, if I was to tell you that I was a televangelist, and of course I am not, as Pastor Hafman is smiling and saying thank God for that, but if I were, I might begin by this beginning of this New Year's message by telling all of you how prosperous 2019 is going to be. It'll be for you if you have enough faith. Because you know that all of your problems and all of our financial problems and all of your wealth and our health issues are directly related, you know. Because why? The scriptures make no promises of that. But our Lord Jesus did say, however, that the student is not above his teacher. The servant is not above the master. If Christ suffered in the flesh, do we expect to get by unscathed in this world? If our Lord Jesus was put to death, do we expect to avoid suffering and death? So Scripture does not say that if we are Christian, if we have enough faith, that we're going to be able to avoid all of this. But it does say, however, that such things cannot separate us from the love of Christ. We hear again the words of the Apostle Paul that was read earlier as we shared together, Romans 8. If God is for us, then who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things? Who shall bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is to condemn? Christ Jesus is the one who died, more than that, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed is interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. So you see, even Paul tells us, not everything will go well for us. Who knows? Maybe our business will crumble. Maybe we'll lose a job. Maybe a dear family member will die. These things can happen. But Paul says none of this can change the fact that God loves us and gave his son into death for us. We are more than conquerors through him who loved us. But I want you to notice, though, that it is through him who loved us. We dare not think that we can gain that victory or conquer these kinds of things on our own or by our own willpower. It is through and by the means of him who loved us. Paul goes on to say, "For I am sure that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all of creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord." Again, the emphasis here is nothing, nothing can separate us from God's love in Jesus. And we could also add some other things to that list. Maybe it's poor health or family problems or low income or a lost job. And the list could go on and on and on. Even our sins don't separate us from God's love. For it goes on to say, "Who shall bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is to condemn? Christ Jesus is the one who died." In this coming year, probably every day, maybe every week, and probably each month, our lives are probably going to change. Though trials will come, and they certainly will, there is one thing that does not change, and that is the love of God for us. That is the one thing that we never need be uncertain of. For we have been sealed in that love through our baptism. We also have a constant pledge and taken of that love in Christ through the Holy Sacrament. Every time that we remember our baptisms, every time that we come to the Lord's Supper, as we will this evening, that love of God will be sealed in each and every one of us, and it is made known to us until the end of time. What can separate us from the love, though, is one thing. It's called unrepentance. That is the one thing that can make us have a terrible, terrible year. You know, it makes no Christian sense that we seek God's blessing and forgiveness without at the same time seeking His help in turning from our sins. It makes no sense to come to the sacrament by which the Lord forgives us, only to leave the Lord's table with no intention of changing or amending our sinful lives. You know, our sins will not separate us from Christ and from God's love, provided that we repent, provided that we continually seek out His mercy in Jesus our Lord. St. Paul says in another place in Scripture, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. No condemnation. If we fall into sin and we repent, trusting in Christ's forgiveness, then we are not condemned, for our sins are forgiven and we are free. You know, where there is no repentance, then neither is there any forgiveness. That unrepentant heart is one that refuses to acknowledge one's sins, and it desires not the forgiveness of sin, and it has no intention of amending that sinful life. And I would like to remind each of us who have gathered here this evening, as Christians, we need to avoid those kind of actions. Sometimes we think about repentance in terms of really big things that go on in our lives, like maybe it's adultery or murder, and we think that it really doesn't matter if we continue in those little small sins, like our irritableness or our anger or our impatience, without repentance. These two need to be confessed and they need to be forgiven. Luther said in regard to baptism that every day is a day of contrition and repentance for the Christian. Of all the resolutions and promises maybe that you have made or are going to make, that is one that is the most important. As we begin the new year, that we daily repent of our sin and we trust in God's mercy anew. Next on our list comes the thought of and the idea of fretting and worrying about things. And I know I am guilty of that many times, about things that I have really no control over. Instead of trying to live out our lives as if everything depended on us, we ought to be living out our lives with everything depending on God and giving all of these things into His precious hands. Why? Because the psalmist tells us, our help is in the name of the Lord, who made two things. Can you tell me what He made? Heaven and earth. That's right. How then do we as Christians proceed into this year 2019? Do we go in with fear, guilt, and shame, perhaps of past sins? Do we go in trusting in ourselves? No, we do so as one who is covered by the righteousness of our Lord's blood. We do so as one who is freed from the guilt and condemnation of sin, freed from bondage to the devil, free from the fear of death. We do this in faith. Not the kind of faith that thinks that nothing bad is going to happen, but the kind of faith that clings to our Lord and trusts in His promises, in spite of any trials or crosses that we may bear. It's in faith that we look toward and forward to what God has in store for us, but we also need to take time to look back at what God has already done for each and every one of us. And so tonight it is important that we give thanks to our Lord for his constant and his loving protection in every time of need, and for every unseen blessing as well as seen blessings. You know, most of us are unaware of the constant danger that we're in. Why is that? Because much of it we can't see. We cannot see the devil hounding us and threatening us. And at the same time, nor can we see holy angels protecting us. We cannot imagine what would happen if God would, for 1 minute, withdraw his protecting arm and hands from us. Life is very fragile. We know it. We see it in our own bodies. We see it in the suffering of our neighbors and perhaps even our own loved ones. But thanks be to our Creator for his ongoing care and his preservation of our bodies and our souls. I am no televangelist, and neither is Pastor Hafeman. And so we can't promise you that the coming year is going to be prosperous for you if you just have enough faith. We can only say that what the Scriptures tell us and promise, it is God's Word that promises that he will be our help and our shield in this coming year of 2019. It is his word, again, that promises grace and every blessing to each and every one of us, to those who believe. It promises that nothing can separate us from his love, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Trials will come in 2019. I think we can be certain of that. But there also will be good times, too. And for that, we shall bless the Lord as well. Who knows what kind of natural disaster there will be, or what the economy will do? No one but the Lord knows. So we can be certain, my dear friends, on this evening, as we enter this new year, that God's love is in Jesus Christ, and that love is for each and every one of us. It is for us in 2019 as it was for us in 2018 and all the years in the past. God bless you this evening with his grace and his Spirit. And as we enter this new year, remembering that our Lord is with us in the good times and the bad. That is my prayer for each and every one of you this evening. And may God bless each and every one of you. In his precious and his holy name, amen.